At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Is 50 Cent really about to be the reason why Diddy spends the rest of his life in jail?
People don't understand the history of 50 and Diddy and what really happened in hip-hop, how many hated, and we always been hated.
Diddy is under tons of stress right now. Between dozens of lawsuits, millions of dollars in lawyer fees, a sex trafficking trial where he faces life in prison, and all of his closest associates turning on him, let's just say that Sean Combs is in a very high pressure situation. But things are only about to get worse because Diddy's most dedicated hater, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, is coming for his neck. That's why we're gonna give you a total rundown of every single diss 50 Cent has launched at Diddy since the trial began. What did 50 Cent have to say about the trial's dramatic jury selection process? How did Fifth respond to Cassie's shockingly graphic testimony? And did he really expose a scheme to pay people to wear free Diddy t-shirts? We're gonna dive even deeper by digging into courtroom transcripts to figure out all the times 50 Cent has been mentioned during Diddy's trial. How did Fifth respond to testimony that Diddy threatened him with guns? Is 50 Cent really a bigger part of Diddy's case than anybody realized? Finally, we're gonna take a closer look at 50's promises to talk President Trump out of a potential Diddy pardon. Is Fifth really the world's last hope to keep Diddy from walking free? But first things first, why does 50 Cent hate Diddy so much?
Get your hand out my pocket. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing on the channel. Get your hand out my pocket, man.
Fifth's relationship with Diddy actually goes back decades. Back in the late 90s, when 50 was still a bubbling underground rapper from South Jamaica, Queens, he actually tried to ghostwrite some of Diddy's music. At one point, Diddy even considered signing 50 Cent to his label, Bad Boy Records, but passed on the opportunity because he was reportedly worried about 50's beef with some of New York City's most notorious drug kingpins. Big mistake, by the way, because in the early 2000s, 50 Cent became a chart-topping global superstar, and he singled out Diddy as one of his biggest rivals in the industry. Fifth would repeatedly call out Diddy, trashing his music and talking shit about his business. 50 even brought up a theory that Diddy was behind the murder of the notorious B.I.G., who was once Bad Boy Records' marquee artist. But during a revealing 2018 interview on The Breakfast Club, 50 told the world that Diddy was, quote, a fruit pop, and that Diddy had apparently tried to take him shopping.
He said something to me one time, a long time ago, at Chris Lighty's wedding. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedding.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let me get out of here. No, dude, take me. That's what a guy says to a girl.
In 2023, as we all know, Diddy was exposed like never before. His former girlfriend and label signee, Cassie Ventura, filed an explosive lawsuit alleging that Diddy had abused and sex trafficked her for years. While Diddy's lawyers would settle the lawsuit with Cassie just a day later, the damage was done and 50 Cent made sure no one would ever forget it. Within months, 50 signed a lucrative deal with Netflix to partner on an upcoming documentary series called Diddy Do It. He compared Diddy to Jeffrey Epstein and offered to pay top dollar for sex tapes that Diddy allegedly made using hidden cameras. And 50 made sure fans knew he'd never stop roasting the fuck out of Diddy. But ever since Diddy's sex trafficking trial began on May 5th of 2025, 50 has taken his war on Sean Combs to the next level.
He loves me.
Y'all really can't see it?
As jury selection began, the prosecution and Diddy's legal team squared off to have as much influence over the process. Those in the potential jury pool got asked tons of questions. Were they aware of who Diddy is? Were they fans of hip hop? What did they do for work? Were they able to remain impartial? While all this was going down, 50 chimed in on social media by posting an AI-generated photo of the seated jurors, and each of them was a 50 Cent clone. 50 captioned the picture by saying, "I'm not sure if this is fair, but don't worry, be happy." And be real, if Diddy walked in the courtroom and saw Fifth in the jury box, it'd be a wrap. He would shit himself. But unfortunately for all of us, 50 did not make it on the Diddy jury. Instead, Diddy's fate will be in the hands of a bunch of everyday New Yorkers, including a massage therapist, a scientist, a deli clerk, and a retired bank employee. But 50 was back at it, responding in real time while Cassie Ventura testified as the government's key witness. Cassie described years of alleged abuse at Diddy's hands. Meanwhile, Diddy's team of high-priced lawyers tried to flip Cassie's testimony back on her by implying she was equally violent in the relationship. But Fifth was not buying it. He posted an AI picture of him as a lawyer on IG that read, quote, "Your Honor, this theory of Cassie kicking Diddy's ass, I'm not buying it." 50 wasn't done yet though. As Cassie continued to testify, she went into shocking detail about Diddy's alleged sexual preferences and his grueling freak-off parties. Cassie opened up about how Diddy would allegedly have her hire male prostitutes so that he could watch them have sex with Cassie, and that the experiences were often degrading and deeply humiliating. In one shocking story, Cassie even talked about how Diddy wanted these escorts to pee on her and that he would sometimes participate as well. I couldn't even read that without cringing, goddamn. 50 responded with a picture of a peeing statue on IG, mocking Diddy for his alleged freakiness. Quote, "Diddy said in your mouth, LOL SMH." On May 13th, 50 Cent decided to give his followers an important motivational message. Quote, "Down on your luck? Not feeling good today? Well, look at the bright side. You could be Diddy. Chin up." Later that same day, 50 Cent responded to another piece of Cassie's testimony where she alleged that Diddy made her get into an inflatable pool full of heated baby oil. 50 came correct with an AI picture of Diddy, a rubber ducky in an inflatable pool of, what else, gallons of Johnson & Johnson. Quote, "Damn, he did all this to go out like this? SMH, this crazier than regular crazy." Johnson & Johnson lost their number one customer. That's the real tragedy here. Don't go out of business. The very next day, Fit decided to hit Diddy with a little bit of legal advice. Like everyone else, he was clearly shocked by Cassie's damning testimony. "After listening to today's testimony, I think the diddler should have took the plea offer. The shit they're saying is beyond me, so what do you think?" 50 even decided to drag Jay-Z, another one of his arch rivals, into the line of fire. He posted a video edit that showed Diddy and Jay-Z laughing, drinking and partying together, and criticized Jay for his silence during the Diddy trial. Quote, "Friends till the end. Jay, you still there? We blew up Kid Cudi's car to show him who's the boss." Even when Fifth was in promo mode, he found ways to still take shots at Diddy. On May 15th, 50 celebrated the Sports Illustrated swimsuit party at the Hard Rock Hotel by dissing Diddy. Quote, "Swimsuit party was crazy. Better ask somebody. Everyone but Diddy was there, LOL." Fucking hell. The next day, 50 posted an AI video of Diddy in prison guzzling baby oil. He followed that up by posting an AI video of Jeffrey Epstein and Diddy straddling a motorcycle together, saying, quote, "Man, Diddy and MDC mad as a motherfucker. Where did his friends go? LOL." But 50 might have actually helped expose a scheme involving free Diddy t-shirts.
Outside of Sean Diddy Combs' federal trial, some protesters may be cashing in.
The Manhattan courthouse where Diddy's trial is being held has pretty much became a full-on media circus. But some spectators also started to notice something really weird happening just down the street. On May 18th, a group of people were spotted standing by a playground, and every single one of them was rocking free Diddy t-shirts. Apparently, people were passing those t-shirts out to bystanders and promising to pay them $20 an hour.
Would I take that?
Nah, the video would I can't do it. Yeah, let me know if you take that in the comments. 20 an hour, that's above minimum wage. You know, if you work in a Subway right now, that's, you know, that's more than, you know what I'm saying? Let me know if you take that. As these reports started to go viral, 50 was one of the first people to respond. Quote, "Diddy paying people to wear free Diddy shirts is diabolical, but 20 an hour ain't bad." That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know, y'all. Diddy's got $1 billion. Puppy probably should have cut a bigger check, but hey. What do I know? But when you start to dig deeper, shit gets even weirder. The shirts actually seem to be promoting a crypto token called Diddy Coin. While Diddy used to promote Diddy Coin in the past, it hasn't been established if Diddy Coin is actually run by him. Even crazier is that a lot of people posted up in the free Diddy gear appeared to be homeless. A journalist who was on the scene reported that she saw a really organized operation to give away these t-shirts. Quote, "I went inside the park and I see the young man that was giving away the shirts sitting on the bench with maybe a bag or a box full. And I could see a group of people were changing in the park. He was asking for their sizes." That same reporter also said that one of the recruiters was extremely persistent in trying to get her to wear free Diddy merch. While it isn't fully confirmed that Diddy was the one behind the t-shirt scheme, it's hard to imagine who else would have set this up. And by responding to it on social media, 50 Cent pretty much blew up the Free Diddy movement on the spot. In fact, he posted AI pictures of himself rocking Free Diddy shirts in front of the courthouse, and Fifth clearly wanted his $20 ASAP. Okay, now where do I send my $20 invoice, guys? A deal's a deal. If you want, I could be there tomorrow from 3 to 4, okay? And in another post, 50 addressed testimony by Cassie's mom, Regina Ventura. After being called as a witness, Regina alleged that Diddy blackmailed her daughter by threatening to release sex tapes. In order to call off Diddy's threats, Regina says that he and her husband took out an emergency home equity loan to pay him $20,000 in exchange for not releasing the footage. 50 wrote in response, quote, "He only made Cassie's mom take out a home equity loan to pay $20,000 for him to not put out sex tapes. Free itty bitty Diddy, LOL. Wait, is that legal?" 50 even got a hold of Diddy's senior year yearbook picture and added a new caption to the photo. Quote, "Most likely to get caught with 784 dildos and gallons of lube." 50 also expressed interest in collecting some Diddy-centric art that shows the former Bad Boy boss locked up behind bars. Quote, "Who make this? How much you want for it? Let's make a deal, LOL." Putting that shit up in your house would be legitimately crazy though, not gonna lie to you. 50 even addressed Kid Cudi's headline-making testimony by posting pictures of Cudi rocking a full-on wedding dress. Quote, "Cudi's gonna testify like, I'm on your ass now, Diddy. Don't act like you didn't do it now. You did it. LOL. Cudi testified that Diddy was responsible for blowing up his Porsche, breaking into his home, and allegedly messing with his dog. Cudi alleges that his dog was never the same since Diddy's uninvited visit, and Fifth was clearly curious what went down between Diddy and Cudi's puppy. Quote, "What the f*** did he do to Kid Cudi's dog? Over the girl, man? LOL. Fifth even predicted that Diddy would ultimately end up with a 20-year sentence. In fact, 50 even called out Diddy's past associates for turning their back on him. Quote, "His friends just got the f*** away for him. SMH, Bad Boy Dangerous." But Diddy's former assistant shared a revealing story in the court that clearly showed how much Diddy also hated 50.
Today in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial, a former employee gave emotional testimony about her experience with the music mogul.
On May 27th, Capricorn Clark, a longtime Diddy employee, took the stand. She spoke about being allegedly kidnapped by Diddy multiple times, having her life threatened, and being forced to take polygraph tests by Diddy's bodyguards. But she also testified about Diddy's well-documented issues with 50 Cent and claimed that Diddy had made threats to 50's then manager. Clark testified that Diddy told her personally that he had an issue with 50 Cent. After a joint appearance that Diddy made with 50 at an MTV event, Diddy approached Chris Lighty, 50's then manager, in an elevator. That's when Diddy allegedly said, "I don't like all the back and forth. I don't do that. I like guns." Capricorn Clark says that she interpreted Diddy's words as a threat and a reference to when 50 Cent was shot 9 times back in May of 2000. 50 obviously was first to respond to the testimony, writing, quote, "Wait a minute, Puffy's got a gun? I can't believe this, I don't feel safe." 50 followed that one up with, "Oh my goodness, itty bitty Diddy wants me dead. I have to lay low. I think I'm gonna hide out at the playoff game tonight." LOL. God damn. But it turns out 50 could have an even bigger personal connection to the Diddy trial. On June 5th, an anonymous woman, only identified as Jane Doe, took the stand to testify against Diddy. During her testimony, she claimed that she was financially reliant on Diddy and that Diddy allegedly forced her to participate in his deranged freak-off fantasies. But while the court has been careful to shield Jane's identity from the public, 50's social media suggests that she may be none other than Daphne Joy, 50 Cent's ex, and the mother of his child. The same day Jane Doe began her testimony, 50 posted a pic of him on IG with his son, smirking with the caption, "WTF." If you really dig through the evidence, you start to see even more clues. Jane testified that she was a single mother whose baby father had a tense history with Diddy. And if you didn't realize by now, 50 and Puffy don't exactly see eye to eye. Daphne Joy was previously linked to Diddy in a 2024 lawsuit filed by music producer Lil Rod. 50 previously made fun of his ex, Daphne Joy, on social media, calling her a sex worker. Daphne responded with a lawsuit accusing Fifth of rape and abuse, which he denied. But Jane's testimony clearly seems to have struck a chord with 50. On June 6th, he posted a promo image for a new series he's developing called Mogul. 50 said that the project was, quote, "inspired by the rise and fall of Sean P. Diddy Combs. Fuck it, I gotta make some money off this shit." While there isn't any direct confirmation of Jane Doe's actual identity, 50's response definitely says a lot. But on June 1st, President Trump threw the entire Diddy case into turmoil.
"Well, I really like you, and I would
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Tell you if I didn't. Because, and by the way, I think at a certain point, everyone will.
A reporter asked President Trump if he'd consider granting Sean Diddy Combs a presidential pardon. And Trump kind of seemed open to it.
I haven't seen him. I haven't spoken to him in years. He used to really like me a lot. But I think when I ran for politics, he sort of that relationship busted up. I don't know. I would certainly look at the facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact.
In fact, Diddy and the president have a complicated relationship that goes back decades. If you want to know their backstory, I've already released a complete timeline of their rollercoaster friendship and their recent falling out. But the prospect of a full-on presidential pardon for Diddy has a ton of people stressed. If President Trump were to issue a pardon, he'd pretty much render this entire investigation and trial null and void. But it wouldn't be unprecedented. President Trump has pardoned tons of people and has actually been pretty eager to get involved in rappers' legal cases. Trump was reportedly extremely hands-on in getting ASAP Rocky out of Swedish prison in 2019. He also granted pardons to artists like Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, and NBA Youngboy, who just received clemency from the president just weeks ago. It actually wouldn't be a huge surprise if Trump decided to get more involved in the Diddy case. In fact, reports recently surfaced that Diddy's allies have been strategically laying the groundwork for a Trump pardon for months. According to the report, some of Diddy's oldest friends have been in communication with Trump administration officials in hopes that they can make Puff Daddy a free man once again. But 50 Cent spoke up and swore to fans that he would do whatever it takes to keep a presidential pardon from happening. He responded to Trump's statement on social media, promising that he would let Trump know why a Diddy pardon would be a terrible mistake. Quote, he said some really bad things about Trump. It's not okay. I'm gonna reach out so he knows how I feel about the guy. 50 also wrote that Diddy's past hostility towards President Trump would hurt him. Donald doesn't take well to disrespect and doesn't forget who chooses to go against him. While working tirelessly to make America great again, there is no room for distraction. He would consider pardoning anyone who was being mistreated, not Puff Daddy. But 50 also fired back on reporters who said that he was trying to nuke Trump's pardon plans. 50 explained on social media that he wasn't trying to make decisions for the president, but he was eager to speak with him on the issue. Quote, I didn't say I would nuke anything. I simply said I will make sure Trump is aware. In an old Diddy interview that 50 reshared on Instagram, Diddy claimed that Trump's election would lead to a quote, race war, and 50 chastised him for running his mouth. It's crazy that 50 Cent really might be the one thing standing between us and Diddy being unleashed to the world once again. If you want to know more about 50 Cent and Diddy's decades-long war, I've already dropped a full breakdown of their whole beef going back to the very beginning. Definitely check it out.